Welcome to Zikru Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Golder, and today Maseches Brachos Daf Samach Aleph. So the three points we're going to focus on in short are how Chavo is fashioned, the concept of Beinonim, average people, and Rabbi Kiva's imprisonment. So here we go. Point number one, there's Malchus between Rav and Shmuel concerning how Chavo was fashioned. One opinion is that Adam was created as a double figure, male and female, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu fashioned Chavo from the female figure. And the pasuk that seems to support this view, at least initially, is Zachru Nekeva Baram, he created them male and female. The other opinion is that she was fashioned from the tail. And the pasuk that seems to initially support this view is V'yiven Hashem Elkim. It said, Tzela Asher L'kach Min Adam. And he built the side that he had taken from Adam. If the woman already existed, there would have been no need to build her. Point number two is that Riosi Aglili says that the tzaddikim are ruled by their Yetzer Tov, while Rishayim are ruled by their Yetzer Hara. But average people, Beinonim, are ruled by both. So when Abai heard Rava say that he, Rava, considered himself an average person, a Beinoni, he said, by that standard, not a person in the world would be considered a tzaddik. So that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, tzaddikim are ruled by the Yetzer Tov, Rishayim by the Yetzer Hara, and they have Beinonim in the middle. And point number three is the Gemara relates the story of Rabbi Kiva's imprisonment and his subsequent execution, during which, with his dying breath, he proclaimed the Echod of Kriyashma. Before being imprisoned, as he was giving a shir, Rabbi Kiva was asked by Pappas ben Yehuda if he feared the wicked regime which he had forbidden the teaching of Torah. Rabbi Kiva answered with a marshal of the fox trying to persuade a fish to save themselves being pursued in the water by coming up onto the land. The fish replied that if in the environment that supported their life they were afraid, shouldn't they even be more afraid in an environment that was inimical to their life? Similarly, the Jewish people's life support is Torah learning, as it says, Ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha, for it's your life and the length of your days. Without Torah learning, we would be even in greater danger. Eventually, when Papa was thrown into prison with Rabbi Akiva for a false accusation, he said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, who was apprehended on words of Torah, woe to Papas, who was apprehended on account of meaningless words. So let's review the three points. Number one, we have the Malchus between Rav and Shmuel concerning how Chava was fashioned. One opinion is that Adam was created as a double figure, male and female, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu fashioned Chava from the female figure. The other opinion is that she was fashioned from the tail. Secondly, Rav Yossi Aglili says that Tzaddikim are ruled by the Yetzer Tov, the Rishayim are ruled by the Yetzer Hara, and Beinonim, average people, are ruled by both. So when Abai heard Rava say that Rava considered himself a Beinoni, an average person, he said, by that standard, not a person in the world could be considered a tzaddik. And finally, the story of Rabbi Kiva's imprisonment, Papas Yehuda asked if Rabbi Kiva was afraid of teaching, being that it was forbidden by the regime. Rabbi Kiva gave the mashal of the fox asking the fish to come up on dry land. Eventually, Papas Ben Yehuda was thrown into prison with Rabbi Kiva, and he said, fortunate is Rabbi Kiva, Ashrech Rabbi Kiva, who was apprehended on words of Torah, woe to Papas, who was apprehended on account of meaningless words. All right, so now we go to our simon. So in the Zichru Adu Choose the Simon contest, we had a lot of good suggestions, but the vast majority of people suggested saw. So we're going to go ahead and use that because it's an easy association. So thank you, everybody, for your suggestions. Everybody's a winner this time. And here we go for brachas. The magician successfully sawed the man into two, one half male, one half female, but was booed as a Beinoni performer because he couldn't make the fish jump out of the fishbowl. Once again, in slow motion. The magician successfully sawed, reminding us that we're on Daf Samach Aleph. The magician successfully sawed the man into two, one half male and one half female, which reminds of the Malchokes between Rav and Shmuel concerning how Chava was fashioned. One opinion is that Adam was created as a double figure, male and female, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu fashioned Chava from the female figure. The other opinion is that she was fashioned from the tail. So the magician successfully sawed the man into two, one half male and one half female, but was booed as a Beinoni performer. That reminds of Yossi Aglili said that Tzaddikim are ruled by the Yetzer Tov, the Rishayim by the Yetzer Hara, but Beinonim, average people, are ruled by both. And when Abai heard Rava say that he considered himself, Rava, an average person, Abai said that by that standard, not a person in the world can be considered a tzaddik. But was booed as a Beinonim performer because he couldn't make the fish jump out of the fishbowl. And that reminds us of the mashal that Rabbi Kiva answered Papas ben Yehuda of a fox trying to persuade fish to save themselves being pursued in the water by coming up onto the land. The fish replied that if in the environment that supported their life they were afraid, shouldn't they even be more afraid in an environment that was inimical to their life? Similarly, the Jewish people's life support is Torah learning. And without Torah learning, we'd be even in greater danger. So once again, the magician successfully sawed the man into two, one half male, one half female, but was booed as a Beinoni performer because he couldn't make the fish jump out of the fishbowl. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the symphony Nun Zayin is Pinocchio's nose. So here we go. Pinocchio's nose, reminding us Ron Duffin and Zion. Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriyashma in his dream. Because the Gemara talks about dream visions that include Elmas Tefillah. So one responds, Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach in a dream is assured of being destined for Olam Haba. One who recites Kriyashma in a dream is fit to have the Shekhinah dwell upon him except that his generation doesn't merit to have that happen. And one who dreams of laying tefillin should anticipate growing in greatness. So Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriya Shema in his dream, and then woke up with a pasuk in his mouth, because Ryokan says that if one wakes up and a pasuk fell into his mouth, meaning immediately came to mind, it's a type of minor prophecy. So Pinocchio's nose began to grow when he claimed he was saying Kriya Shema in his dream, and then woke up with a pasuk in his mouth, until he was reminded wood burns in fire, which is the 60th part of Gehenna. Because the Gemara taught there are five things that are considered a 60th of something else. Eish, fire, is the 60th part of Gehenna. Honey is the 60th part of Man. Shabbos is the 60th part of Olam Haba. Sleep is the 60th part of death. And a dream is the 60th part of prophecy. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simfer Nun Ches is a zookeeper. But just to be clear, this isn't Noach from the Chumash here, because we don't want to violate our Zichruha. This is Noach Goldberg. He's a contemporary Noach. He just also happens to have an interest in animals. Here we go. The zookeeper, reminding us we're on Daf Nun Ches, greeted his friend the king, who he hadn't seen in 30 days, with a Shechiyanu, because we were taught that one who sees a friend after a lapse of 30 days recites the Shechiyanu. If the lapse is 12 months, he says a Baruch Mechayim Mesim, who resurrects the dead. And over his procession of 600,000, a Baruch Chacham Arazim. Because one who sees a multitude of 600,000 Jews recites a Baruch Chacham Arazim, blessed are you, the Chacham of the secrets, acknowledging that Hashem knows everyone's secret thoughts, while everyone else stood still in silence. Because the Gemara elaborated on the importance of greeting a king, which we initially learned on Daf Tes, relating the incident of the blind Rav Sheshes, who was able to discern when the king passed by in his procession. When the first two troops passed by, each followed by a loud noise, Rav Sheshes knew that the king was not yet approaching. But after the third troop passed by and it fell silent, he knew that the king was about to pass. And Rav Sheshes explained that he knew this from the pasuk in Malachim, describing how Eliyahu discerned Hashem's presence, not in the midst of three loud noises, like a great wind, an earthquake, and a fire, but rather when there was a still, thin sound. Called Mamad Daka, he said, since earthly royalty reflects heavenly royalty, there must be a similar chain of events when an earthly king appears. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simfer Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here we go. The knight in shining armor, reminding us, we're on Daf Nun Tes. The knight in shining armor stood nobly at the bottom of the rainbow, because there's machlokes regarding the bracha to recite on seeing a rainbow, though one shouldn't actually stare at it. The Gemara says the bracha of Baruch Zocher HaBris, blessed are you who remembers the covenant, Rabbi Shmuel, Menoshel Rabbi Yochanan and Broca, says the ending should be Nema Meriso B'Kayam B'Mamaro, who is trustworthy in his covenant and fulfills his word. Rav Papa rules that we accommodate both views by incorporating both endings, Baruch Zocher HaBris, V'Nema Meriso B'Kayam B'Mamaro. So he stood nobly at the bottom of the rainbow as he blessed the sun after 28 years. Because we said one who sees the sun at the beginning of its 28-year cycle when it returns to its original position at its creation recites Birkas HaChama, the blessing on the sun, which is Baruch Osa Breshis, blessed are you who makes the works of creation. By raising the cup of superior wine, making a tov v'hameitiv. Because he said one who drank wine at a meal and is then offered a superior wine makes the bracha of a tov v'hameitiv, blessed are you who is good and does good. Daf Samach. So the symbol for Daf Samach are smiley face stickers. Here we go. The forever optimistic farmer who made a Dinah Emes on his flooded field, which reminds us, the Gemara illustrate the meaning of making a bracha of Dinah Emes, the true judge, on a calamity that has potential to have a favorable outcome, and making the bracha of a Tov Meitiv, who is good and does good, on a favorable occurrence that has the potential for a calamitous outcome. He said, the Gemara says, one should recite a Dinah Emes on his flooded field, even though there will be a favorable outcome in that the accumulation of sediment will improve his land, and one should recite a Tov Meitiv on finding an object, even though the king might hear of it and take it from him. The forever optimistic farmer made a Dinah Emes on his flooded field was putting smiley face stickers on his dead rooster and donkey, which reminds us that Rav Akiva said one should always be accustomed to say, Kol da'avid rachmano atav avid, whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. The Gemara relates the story of Rav Akiva traveling and being denied lodging in a city. He said, Kol da'avid rachmano atav, and went to sleep in a field. That night, a wind blew out his lamp, a cat ate his rooster, a lion ate his donkey, after which he repeated, Kol da'avid rachmano atav. The next day, Rabbi Akiva learned that an army had come by the previous night and captured the city that had denied him the lodging. Had his lamp had not blown out, the soldiers would have seen him and captured him. Likewise, had his rooster and donkey not been eaten, the soldiers would have discovered him after hearing his animals make noise. So putting smiley faces on his dead rooster and donkey and in a sitter next to Birchas HaShachar and Asher Yatzar. Because the Gemara details the various brachas of HaMapil, Asher Yatzar, and Alkai Neshama. And when in regards to the bracha of Asher Yatzar, there's Malchokas. Rav says the ending should be Rofei Cholim, who heals the sick. Shmuel objects because he says that portrays everyone as sick, whereas healthy people also recite the bracha. So he says it should be Rofei Kol Basar, who heals all flesh. Rav Sheshes says it should say Mafli Lasos, who does wonders. And Rav Papa rules that incorporate both the endings of Shmuel and Rav Sheshes, resulting in the text of our bracha, Rofei Kol Basarim Befuha Sos, who heals all flesh and does wonders. All right, so now we conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Question number one. Which tough to learn about the bracha of Baruch Chacham Arazim, which is said on when one sees a multitude of 600,000 Jews? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. Number two. Where do we learn that Rabbi Kiva said one should be accustomed to say, Kol Da'avid Rachmana L'Tav Avid? That's on Daf Samach. Great. Number three. Where do we learn that one should say a Tov V'Hametiv on superior wine that is brought during a meal? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number four. Where do we learn about the concept of a Beinoni? Someone who's not a Tzaddik, someone who's not completely a Rasha, but he's somewhere in the middle. He's got both components. That's on Daf Samachov. Good. Number five. Where do we learn that waking up with a pasuk in the mouth is considered a minor nevuah? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number six. Where do we have the malchukos regarding the ending of the bracha of Asher Yatzar? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn about one making a shachianu, a baruch mechaya mesim, on a friend he hasn't seen for 30 days or for over a year? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number eight. Where do we learn about Bar Hedya, the dream interpreter, and that all dreams go after the interpretation of the interpreter? That's daf Nun Vav. Good. Number nine. Learning about Rakiva's mashal, a fish not surviving outside the water, they said to papas before they're in prison. That's on daf Samachov. Good. And number 10, where do we have the bracha on a keshes, on a rainbow? That's on Daf Nuntes. Great. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.